What's up, you guys are listening to a Velvet's Edge minisode. I'm here with my friend Amy Brown, Radio Amy from the Bobby Bones Show. And Amy and I were talking a little bit this week about morning routines. As I've said a lot on Velvet's Edge, I am a big believer in the bulletproof process. So I do bulletproof coffee every morning. If you're like, what the heck is bulletproof? You can look it up on velvetsedge.com. I have a full blog about it. But it's been something I've lived by for the past year. It's changed the game for me as far as waking up in the morning. But lately, I've been feeling like I want something different in the morning, maybe, or just another option. Like some mornings I want bulletproof, some mornings I'm wanting something green. So I called in Amy because she is, you're kind of a master at the morning routine, I feel like.
Well, my morning routine has changed a lot over the years, but I feel like whatever I'm doing in the morning is pretty clean and healthy for you. But sometimes people don't know how to, they're like, wait, you do hot lemon water every morning? Like, what is it? And how much lemon am I supposed
to use? And like, why do you do that?
Yes. And, you know, but I've done the bulletproof thing too. What I try to do now with my mornings is just listen to my body. And normally I know when I'm going to bed kind of what I'm going to crave, but it just depends. But one thing I do no matter what every morning when I wake up is I chug 16 ounces of water right away.
Just chug water.
Whether I'm doing a bulletproof matcha, because I don't do the coffee part. I do matcha because coffee doesn't sit well with me, but it's similar, same recipe, which you have up at velvetsedge.com, but you just add matcha. And I'll chug the water, but if I'm not doing bulletproof and I'm doing more greens and hot lemon water, I still chug the 16 ounces. I started to make 16 ounces before I go to bed and put it on my nightstand. So when I wake up, it's there.
Just the first thing you do.
And it's not too cold.
Why do you do that?
I've just heard from even people that disagree on certain things, like the bulletproof guy, Dave Asprey, like he's going to say, no, don't drink green juice when you wake up. That's for breakfast. That's ridiculous. Right. Like you don't need hot lemon water. Well, Kimberly Snyder, who, you know, I'm just using two examples of people that are extremely different. There's tons of other people in between. But these are people that I've listened to their podcasts. I've read their books. Like, I follow their blogs. And, you know, Kimberly Snyder would say, oh, my gosh, don't drink fat in your coffee in the morning.
Right.
Are you crazy? Like, you need to wake up and give your body hydration. You need water. And then you need hot lemon water to help cleanse your liver. Start that detox process. You've been detoxing all night while you're sleeping. So continue that process when you wake up and
I didn't know your body detoxed while you slept.
Mm-hmm. It's working. Like it's what it's doing. It's cleansing you up throughout the day or from the day before that you had at night. That's what it's
resetting.
Doing. Again, not an expert here,
but
not a doctor.
You've done a lot of research. Like,
well,
you're
and I've done a lot on my own body to where now that's what I try to do is just listen, not get stuck in any particular way. Like for you, the bulletproof has worked for a while, but now you're listening to your body. You're craving something else.
Mm-hmm.
Now it doesn't mean on, you know, next Thursday or Tuesday or whatever day it is, you may wake up and be like, oh, can't wait to have my bulletproof coffee.
Right.
Well, go for it. But if you wake up and you're like, oh, I need, you know, hot lemon water and then an awesome green juice full of all the greens or a green smoothie, then that's what your body needs.
Right. I think my issue lately has been I don't know what some other options would be. You know, like I'm just so in the routine of the bulletproofs. It's like I'm going through the motions in the morning just making it. And then I'm sitting there drinking it. And half the time I'm not even finishing it lately because I don't want it. We're both cringing. Why are we making these faces?
Because I've been in that place with the bulletproof matcha where I'm like, oh, this is just not what I want. But there's been mornings where I'm drinking and I'm like, this is my jam.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so on point.
Like, I'm about to take over this day.
But I'm with you. I've felt so much better now that I've kind of tried to give myself the freedom of listening to my body. Mm-hmm. But like you said, if you don't know what the other options are and you've been set in such a routine for so long, it can be hard or intimidating to be like, oh, wait, what am I supposed to do? But if you are craving the greens, like I think you said you are, you know, I recommend start off with the hot lemon water because that'll get your body ready. And then I love Kimberly Snyder's Glowing Green Smoothie.
Yeah, you've talked about this for years.
Years. But there's also been months where, I mean, I used to have it literally every day for years. And then let's say in the last year or two, there's been months and months where I've gone without it because I've been trying other things. Sometimes I have just almond milk with some Vital Proteins mixed in, some collagen, some cinnamon. And like I heat it up and drink it like a hot milk.
Yeah,
but like that's really it's good. Some mornings, that's like what I want.
Yeah,
and I go for it.
So comforting.
And again, it's not bad for me. I mean, sure, some of these experts are going to come in and be like, that's not what you should have. But if they're the expert in whatever and they think we should have it, like I like taking bits of pieces and putting it all together and doing what's right for me. So some mornings I have oatmeal. I mean, Dave Asprey would probably roll over in his grave.
He really
I mean,
would.
He's alive. Oh. But like if he wasn't.
He would roll over in his bed.
Which he plans on living till like 500 or mm-hmm. he wants to because he's this guinea pig and is trying to do all this stuff to live forever. But, you know, he's anti that. And so many, even Kelly Levesque, I love her stuff. She's got a book out called Body Love. She's a great person to follow. Like she would say, wake up and drink a protein smoothie right away. Where, you know, Dave's like, no, just have the fat. Don't stop your intermittent fasting that you've been doing. Where Kimberly's like, no, give your body nourishment and all the greens and fruits and everything you need and the fiber and make your body feel good. And then Kelly Levesque's like, no, you need protein when you wake up. Like get that going and right. then you won't be hungry again for another 5 hours if you drink the smoothie the way she says to make it. So again, I say all that to say there's a lot of information out there. Just do trial and error with what works for you. But morning routine wise, that's kind of, I'm doing one of those two things. Sometimes I'm doing a bulletproof matcha. Right. Sometimes I'm doing a Kelly Levesque Fab Four smoothie with protein. Sometimes I'm doing my little warm almond milk with just one scoop of Vital Proteins. And then sometimes I'm doing hot lemon water and a glowing green smoothie.
I love the idea of listening to your body though, because if you really think about it, every week is so different. So every day is so different.
Yes. Have you heard of that book, Woman Code?
I haven't.
Tell okay. Well, I just got it in the mail. So okay. I can't really speak to it yet. But I flipped through it enough to know that as women, we're on, assuming mostly women are listening to this right now.
That's usually who
shout
is.
Out to any guy that's listening right now.
What?
But if you have a woman in your life, know that she's going through four different cycles in her, and every week is a different stage in her cycle because, you know, we have our period, we have our menstrual cycle.
Right.
So the other, in those three different phases, this book, Woman Code, says you should be eating a particular way for each cycle.
That
and
makes
it'll really
total
help
sense.
With your hormones and help with some of your cravings and how you're acting and some of your symptoms when it comes to PMS or your actual period, if you got really bad cramps. Well, if you had been prepping the 3 weeks before, maybe eating what your body needed, it may make your symptoms better.
That makes total sense. And that's honestly probably what my body is communicating to me. And I've just been going through the routines that are easy because I'm used to it and I need to just listen.
Yeah. Again, the Woman Code thing is just a side note, but you were talking about how, you know, every week there's something different
yeah,
going on, but really there
I feel
is.
That.
And sort of what I've gathered from these stages in this book, Woman Code, again, from flipping through it, and I sort of know this about myself, is like basically I have one good week a month.
Yeah,
where
pretty
I'm like,
much.
Awesome. And then the other three, I'm psychotic and crazy and like just not normal and
same.
Trying to balance all the things. So that's a book if, you know, I wouldn't just order it off the bat, but if you want to Google it and read about it, because again, if I had read it, I could be able to recommend, okay,
right.
go spend your money on it. But it was recommended to me by somebody that I trust. So, I mean, if you
it's
want to order it, go ahead.
Thought, anyway.
Mm-hmm. And it's written by a woman and not some
for the
guy
woman.
That thinks he knows the woman's body. Don't even try to tell me about my body. But, you know, she suggests that. Like, it's really detailed, too.
Yeah.
Like, if you want salmon, eat it on this week of your cycle. If you want,
wow.
you know, these kind of nuts or blueberries or whatever, you need to eat it here. I don't
that
know.
Makes sense to me because there are certain months where this is going off on a completely, like, the period tangent. But there are certain months where I have way worse periods than others, and it's always directly related to how much sleep I got, what kind of food I was eating, mm-hmm. and how much alcohol I was drinking.
100%.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get that book, I think.
Yeah.
The Woman Code. We'll keep you guys posted
Woman
on that.
Woman Code.
Mm-hmm. Where can people find you? Because you post about like smoothie recipes and stuff you're doing.
Yeah, I need to be better about it. I'm so...
You do it in your stories.
I do.
So at Radio
so
Amy
But
on
I need
Instagram.
To make those little highlights so that they
right.
save. Because if it's
yes.
in the stories, you lose it. But at Radio Amy. And then on my blog, there may be some stuff. At bobbybones.com, mm-hmm. I have a blog that sometimes
oh, yeah.
has some recipes. But yeah, I mean, if you want to try the hot lemon water thing, it's just half a lemon squeezed into the 8 ounces of hot water. So start off, I would say anybody listening
everybody
right now,
do
I don't
that.
Care what your morning routine is, chug 16 ounces of water, no limit. Just chug the water when you
okay.
wake up. And then ask yourself, body,
hey body,
what do you feel like today? Hot lemon water or bulletproof coffee or bulletproof tea or whatever. And then take it from there. And sometimes you'll know. That. Like I woke today knowing I wanted my glowing green smoothie, but I didn't have the stuff. So I'm still hungry for it. So I'm going to the store after I get done with you. Afternoon. And I'm going to buy all the things. I'm going to make it. And a batch of that will make 3 servings.
Yeah.
And it's good for about 3 days. So it's perfect. You can make 3 16-ounce servings. So then you'll know, okay, this is likely my breakfast for the next 3 days. And then after that, move on to something else. And if, if you want, I don't know. It's just frustrating. You know, if you, it has banana in it. I'm on a banana tangent right now because so many people are like, don't have bananas.
In the air right now.
Don't have bananas. Bananas are so bad for you. But I'm like, gorillas eat bananas all the time. And I'm not someone that, anyway, that's a whole nother thing. But animals are out there. I mean, I'm just naming them as like a really strong, muscular animal. And all they eat, maybe I was arguing with my husband about it because he's trying to be this manly man and he doesn't want to eat a bunch of plants and fruits with me. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, you don't have to have meat all the time. I mean, look how muscular certain animals are and they only eat plants.
It's so true.
And they're still strong. Like you're not going to lose muscle because you're just eating plants. Like plants are good for you. Anyway, bananas are really good for you. But some of the people, honestly, that I've named that I follow, they're like, don't have banana. It'll spike your blood sugar. But right now I've been on a banana kick and I'm having the bananas and I'm loving it.
Yeah,
and I'm like, where have the bananas been? Because I let them out of my life for months and I miss the bananas. You know what? In my glowing green smoothie,
you're having a banana.
Banana.
You are really getting wild.
And then I have some frozen bananas in my freezer that have been in there for a really, really long time. I'm going to bust them out. I'm going to make banana ice cream.
Oh!
Maybe later if I feel like it because I'm bringing the banana back. And then who knows? Like a couple months from now, I might be over the banana and I'll be on to something else that I've had to give up because someone told me it was bad for me. Exactly.
You don't know. You've got to listen to your body.
I'm listening to my body. So with that said, morning routine wise, I mean, that would be my advice. Chug the 16 ounces of water and then ask your body what it wants.
What it needs. I'm going to link back to some of the things we've talked about on velvetsedge.com just so you guys can know where to go look up these recipes. But Amy, thank you. Listen to your body. I think this was good.
Okay, good.
Thanks for listening.